my hopeful outcome is to hopefully have Governor Newsom pardon me, and I can parole here. I can have the opportunity to reunite with my family. I can have the opportunity to tell my mom and dad how much I love them, how thankful I am for them giving me life, how sorry I am for putting them through so much pain, and just for them to know that I'm just proud to be their son. That's what I would like the opportunity to say to my parents before they leave this world. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is I want to return to the community and make it better. That's one of my goals, is to give back. I want to use my experience. I want to use my personal traumas that I've been through and help heal others. I mean, I touched based on what happened to my sister who was murdered, and I want to continue to give back to those who are hurting. I want to help heal them in any way I can. And it doesn't have to be through women going through domestic violence. It could be through men who's causing those violence. It could be through helping the youth who are struggling to find their way. It could be talking to people who are in ICE detention center who are struggling. I want to use my experience to, as best I can, just allow them to see that there's a future despite whatever the circumstances may be. And by making amends, that will really like enrich my life, will really put meaning back into my life, you know, if I was given the opportunity to do that. I think more than anything, restoring the humanity that was lost and trying to put it back as much as I can through my contributions. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the least I could do. Mm. I mean, I'm doing it to honor my sister. I'm doing it for the victim's family. Mm-hmm. And the person who lost his life. And if I don't get to stay here and I get deported, you know, I'm choosing to see that also as an opportunity to also continue to do what I want to do here, but over there, mm-hmm. you know. It'll probably look a little bit different, but I want to continue to help those who wants the help, who needs the help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's important. The whole world is hurting.
That's right.
You know, and in a small way, if I can contribute to people's to alleviate some of their pains, man, I think that's more than honorable. I think it's my responsibility to do so.
You have 1 minute remaining for this call.
That's a really powerful call and commitment that you have to bring in more humanity and more dignity and to restore what's been lost and add more to it. Thank you for the incredible example that you are in your own life. We are hoping and praying and calling the governor and doing everything we can to make sure that you can stay and be here in your community, in this country where you belong, and with your family where you belong.
You have exceeded the allowable time.